It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch and McGetalong.
I'm Hitch and McGetalong, and now for today's top stories. In today's top stories, absolutely nothing worth noting happened in the last month of webcomics, as far as we know. And that's all for today. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Hitch? Hitch, what was that?
It's a slow news day.
Yeah, but you can't just sign off now. I mean, we have to fill 10 minutes.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Report on the little stuff. Just do something. Fill the 10 minutes. No, we got sponsors to keep happy.
No, we don't.
Well, we got the other web comics and Sonics to keep happy then.
All right, let's see what we can do. In the webcomic Tommy and PJ, Tommy Tomias, his mother, his father, and his best friend, PJ the giant robotic rat, are going on vacation. Yes, they are going to Planet Koi. Koi, is that how you pronounce that? Planet Koi, a resort planet which no one has ever heard of.
That's good, that's good. Keep going.
All right, let's see now. In the changing workplace, Orin has found his lost puppy, Martin, who turned out to also be his fellow cartoonist, Martin Bellany. Okay, that's just weird.
Well, that's kind of the thrust of my work, you know.
Yes, moving on. In Castle Horsetooth, Briarwood the Mare had tea with Og the Frog. It was, moat scum flavored tea. A very popular blend with amphibians, I'm told. Briarwood had hers with lemon and sugar. Exciting stuff, that.
That's good, good. Keep going. Just 7 more minutes.
At Orin's monastery, Rabbi Kuhn made his first appearance, strolling down the road, coming by for a visit, and eventually striking up a conversation with Abbot Babbitt and Brother Caduceus. In the webcomic, the highly esteemed Goon Show comic, the town of Nimfield, in the county of Cussex, is still suffering from the Nadger Plague. Oh boy. Let's see if we can get an audio clip of that. Can we get an audio clip of that? Yeah, let's get an audio clip of that.
He must be joking.
No, I'm not. The plague. The king has the plague. That's possible. That the police shall be put in quarantine. In quarantine. And surrounded by a cordon of
what? Let's get out of here. Kiss!
Okay, we're up to 4.5 minutes. Orwell's gas station. Arctic Wolf and Candy Kangaroo were having a little trouble taking care of the potted plant, which Arctic recently introduced to the convenience store. It seems that Mona Mouse got too close to the plant and got her head stuck in it. Oh, it's one of those mouse-eating plants. Okay. I guess I should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah, halfway there, Hitch. Keep going. Keep going.
In Bonsaiaki, Yaki the Squirrel has just discovered that Chuck, the vegetarian vampire, has eaten his entire stash of strawberries. Are we done yet?
No, 4.5 minutes to go. Keep going. Do Rockin' a Hard Place.
All right. In an attempt to replace his own webcomic with something equally awful, Stony the Rock has created the new webcomic Happy and Mr. Stick. In the latest episode, Happy lights a barbecue with a long matchstick, only to discover that the matchstick was, in fact, his co-star, Mr. Stick. Flaggy the Flagstone is quoted as saying, "I think it's hilarious." Of course, she would. In the superhero webcomic Intense Stories, Sally Sesick, the daughter of Mr. Sesick the zookeeper, was bumped by a passerby and fell into the anteater enclosure, where she was savagely licked and snuggled by Karen the anteater. Since Sally Sesick has not yet assumed her superhero identity as Aardvark, as she has not yet experienced her origin, nobody really cared one way or the other. Yeah.
That's good, that's good. 3 more minutes. Just 3 more minutes.
Why don't we go to Madame Cheetah for today's horoscope?
We can't. She's not here.
Where is she?
Such a slow news day, she called in bored.
How come I don't get to call in bored?
Somebody's got to do the show.
All right, here's today's horoscope. Today is the day you finally complete that long, painful transformation into a real rabbit. Minoxidil is a sound investment at this time. Hoot like a monkey whenever possible. That pickle-like object in your garage is actually an ambassador from planet Glzerbgnd, who doesn't like rabbits, baldness, or monkeys. Avoid him. It's true, the stars say so. Of course, the stars also say that bears have tails twice the length of their bodies, but does anyone believe that? No.
Keep going, Hitch. Just 2 more minutes.
In Tongue Tanglers, the eccentric zebra named Zeke attempted to play the auto harp, but nearby listeners reported that the music of his auto harp sounded ludicrous. In other words, Zany Zebra Zeke Zither sounds silly. Hey, I did it! Look, everybody, I finally got rid of the tongue tanglers! And there's nobody here. Well, darn it. In the webcomic Quest of the Urn, the cast of Quest of the Urn has met up with the cast of The Fuzzies. In the text stories, The Fuzzies have met up with the cast of Quest of the Urn. Well, funny how that works out, isn't it? So, are we done yet?
30 seconds to go.
30 seconds. In the WebSonic webcomic action news, news anchor Hitch and McGetalong almost called in bored because it was wait a minute, that's us. So, that's it. Good night, everybody.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman Hitch and McGetalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the dee 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 things.